From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. A U.S. politician in the hospital after a gunman opened fires. U.S. Congressman Stephen Scalise was shot Wednesday in Alexandria, Virginia, just south of Washington, while he and other Republican congressional lawmakers were practicing for an annual baseball game. Senator Jeff Flake was among several lawmakers present at the practice.
We could see Steve Scalise out into the field. He dragged himself after he was shot from near second base, about 10 or 15 yards into the field, just to be, I think, a little further away from the gunman. But he was laying motionless out there. And so I wanted to get to him, but there were still shots going overhead from both sides. And so finally, when we heard that the shooter was down, I just ran low out to Steve and started putting pressure on the wound.
Scalise is the majority whip in the House of Representatives. Reports said a total of five people appeared to have been wounded when a gunman opened fire on the early morning baseball practice. Alexandria police said the suspect is in custody and the situation is stabilized and under investigation. The police chief addressed the media just moments ago during a news conference.
At 07:09, 9 minutes after 7 o'clock, we received a call, a 911 call of an active shooter at Simpson Park here on Monroe in Alexandria. Our units responded and were on scene within 3 minutes. The officers received fire from a suspect and they returned fire. And that part of the investigation is ongoing as we speak.
The gunman's identity and his motive is not known at this time. President Donald Trump is monitoring the situation. This is VOA News. Firefighters on Wednesday continued to battle one of London's biggest fire disasters in recent memory as a rapid-moving blaze raced through a 24-story apartment building in West London. Hours after the fire was first reported, crews worked to rescue people trapped inside and count the number of dead. The Metropolitan Police Commander confirmed at least six fatalities, but he said the figure is expected to rise as recovery efforts continue. He said the recovery operation could take days. Questions have already emerged about how the fire spread through the building so quickly. Some residents evacuated from the building, saying they did not hear a fire alarm. London's Mayor Sadiq Khan has addressed the situation.
Can I just confirm that the focus of the experts today is the search and rescue? Very soon, I'm afraid it'll move on to recovery. But there are genuine concerns, reasonable concerns that have been raised during the course of the night. And it's really important that these questions are answered. I'll be demanding answers, and I can reassure you that I'll be ensuring that we have independence in relation to the reassurance we need. We also need to make sure that lessons are learned.
The building, Grenfell Tower, is an ethnically diverse, densely populated in the West London's North Kensington area. Officials said it contained about 140 apartments and was home to an estimated 500 people. U.S. congressional Democratic lawmakers have filed a federal lawsuit accusing President Donald Trump of accepting foreign money through his various business interests in violation of the U.S. Constitution. The suit, filed Wednesday by more than 190 House and Senate Democrats, allege the president is violating an obscure section of the Constitution, which prohibits any person holding public office in the U.S. from accepting any gifts or payments. According to officials, at least 140 could be dead after massive landslides in southeastern Bangladesh. Rescuers went from door to door searching for information on people who might be missing Wednesday. With some roads collapsed and others blocked by mud, soldiers were erecting a portable bridge to reach the worst-hit district of Rangamati. Egypt's parliament has voted to ratify a 2016 agreement under which Cairo would transfer two Red Sea islands to Saudi Arabia. Wednesday's vote, in which those lawmakers in favor of the accord were asked to stand up in the House, came shortly after the 596-seat chamber opened a debate on the pact earlier in the day. The debate followed clashes the previous night between police and opponents. From Washington, this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.